today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Midway through what was an Ivy League quality conversation, one of them leaned to the right, possibly 5 to 7 degrees, and the slightest squeak emitted from beneath her.
Listen, what's the relationship with your stepchildren?
Minimal. They are clothed, fed, provided a daily source of clean water, electricity, Wi-Fi password if I feel like they've deserved it. Hasn't happened yet.
You're a father?
I am. Total disaster.
You're a new father?
2.5 years old.
You have a 2.5 year old?
I have a 2.5 year old. Luckily, the mother and I were together for quite some time before she got pregnant. 4 months. And I believe the child was created in a Perkins Family Restaurant parking lot.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, before we do anything on the program today, it's very, very important that we make mention of this fact. I'm trying to get some text so I get it right.
Action.
But this is a city that is very near and dear to the Mike O'Mara Show, and I'm very, very happy about it because the Cleveland Browns are no longer winless, ladies and gentlemen. They beat the New York Jets 21-17. You can open up the beer freezer or the beer cooler because they won and they got their first win.
Free
and they
Bud Light take that for everyone.
Yes. By the way, last week they got boned and they've been boned before. But the fact is, the Cleveland Browns have won their game.
I only wish that Elvis was here because, as you know, the Cleveland Browns were Elvis's favorite
his
football
team. And squad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the Cleveland Browns were also the team featured in the Hard Knocks this season. So, right?
Yes.
Was it? Yeah, it was Cleveland, not Cincinnati. It was Cleveland.
And they were named after a guy named Brown, right? It's not a celebration of a color. It's a celebration of Paul Brown was their founder,
Paul
right?
Paul Brown, the legendary NFL coach. And it's just a very special time for the people of Cleveland.
Not because they've,
what's that?
Paul Brown.
Did you say,
Paul
but
Brown.
Not what?
Doo-Doo Brown.
Oh, that's the junkies speak.
Yes.
Not
remember the game, the song?
Doo-Doo Brown is
Doo-Doo
something
Brown.
Where the,
Doo-Doo
is Doo-Doo Brown,
Brown
where the junkies
Brown.
Say it's bad? Is that a bad?
Yes.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't speak junkies.
Well, I'm down to the felt.
Well, if
Mike.
You're felted, you're not money.
Right.
And it's silly, but don't be Doo-Doo Brown.
No, I don't think they say that. I don't think they say that in that manner.
No, can you use it in context?
Doo-Doo Brown is a lyric from a song.
Oh, you see,
and
I
they
never
play
knew that.
The lyric from the song. It is
well,
but the,
she's
it,
bad.
It
bad
is usually
Doo-Doo Brown, baddest chick in the whole damn town. By the way, for years, that was played at every wedding, the great, right after they play Tie a Yellow Ribbon, they play right. Doo-Doo Brown.
Oh, got it.
And,
there was
and
a dance, there was a
love.
Line dance, wasn't there?
Yes,
for
there
Doo-Doo
was
Brown?
A line
If you
dance,
heard the song, you would all recognize it.
Really?
Yes.
So, let me
well,
also say there's another, let me just say for what, is that it? Yeah. Good afternoon. Welcome to the MDA Telethon with Jerry Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
I could have played
like
Jim Croce, but no.
Yes. Right. On the south side of Manassas. All right, anyway, go ahead. We're going to stop it right now.
Okay, stop the music.
Not to be sports-centric, and we're not very often on this show, but I have to read this from the pages of the Boston Herald. For the Red Sox, it took a lot of sweat, some long at-bats, a bad throw from the Yankees center fielder, and a lifeboat tossed to them by their knuckleballer. But they finally did it. After three grueling games at Yankee Stadium, the Red Sox got what they came for with an 11-6 win last night that clinched the American League East title.
Yay!
Woo! That's
Go
it?
Sox.
Well, you know what?
We all
know this was going to happen because they got their good luck charm. They got their banner.
They've already won. It's not that big a deal anymore.
It's a big deal.
Whatevs.
It's a big deal to me, Oscar Santana.
Well, you're not
it's
talking about
very,
the O's or the Nats.
Deal. Yeah, the O's. O's have had
the
a terrible
O's
year,
really have to turn their season around if they want to go all the way.
The O's.
The O's.
So they're, you know, they're already talking World Series in Boston, and anything
Sox.
Less than a trip to the World Series would be a disappointment.
Can you tell us it again, Mike? We let you down. Yeah. One more time from the top.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Red Sox have clinched the Eastern Division of the American League. Congratulations. Woo! Yes. Woo! That's wonderful. Very, very exciting.
I don't get a chance to play this much, Mike.
Here we go. Let's
Everybody
listen.
Shout, we love you, Red Sox. We love you, Red Sox.
Let me sing my
Sox.
Own.
Okay.
Take your shoes off. Put your feet up. It's time to meet up with the Boston Red Sox. Boston born and Boston bred Sox. Relax, 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 and be a Sox watcher.
Yeah!
As I have my 450th day of a cold,
show
there's
tunes.
Nothing quite like it.
We got to get God you a cane it. For the studio.
We got to get him some
like
bread
a
socks.
Show cane.
Like a,
I'm very happy. I'm very, very happy.
No, like the cane and, that you dance with.
Oh, like a dancing cane. Like yes. You use
my
in vaudeville.
Fandom, mm-hmm. My fandom for my Boston Red Sox was confined to a very brief period of time when it was actually closer, and they played the series against the Yankees, and I got into it, and then I kind of drifted away again, and I drifted away at the beginning of the season. Now, what's great about this, now that I have Crapfinity, the cable system that I'm using instead of my DirecTV, I will be able to see the Red Sox because they're in the postseason, because God knows I don't get the New England Sports Network on Crapfinity, because you don't get anything. And by the way, I'm not paying $15 more a month for Hubbo, for HBO. I'm not doing that either.
$15 make you holler, Mike.
Yeah.
$15 a month is ridiculous. However, I am pleased with my Xfinity so far. I may discuss it later in the show if I'm feeling magnanimous.
How's
but
the
right
remote?
Now, I'm not sure. I had to go to, this was the, all right, since you brought it up, I'll
tell
you.
Yeah, I did bring it up.
All right, I'll just get it out of
he
the
did
way.
Did ask.
So, yesterday on the list, the honey-do list was, excuse me, it was a, this is great. I'm feeling better, and now the voice is going to tank.
No, the voice is fine.
Hold on, let me get
stay hydrated. That's what you need. You know,
why don't you wet your whistle?
He might be allergic to cable television.
Or the honey-do list.
Pony, you'll need an edit there because I said an F word that probably picked up on
the
microphone.
Yeah, pony.
Yeah, pony.
But anyway, so yesterday on the to-do list was go into the bedroom, the master bedroom. Well, we're going to get to you with your... Is he all wound up after his little...
You know
you
what's
get
funny?
Him out of the studio for a day of fun. And,
a lot of times you give me grief and say, Friday, Rob, I don't even want to be in the same county
he's
as this guy.
He's all pumped up.
Yeah.
He's pumped up from what he did yesterday.
Yeah.
And he came in, he got up at 6 o'clock and came in, and he might be still drunk.
Wow,
so
6 o'clock.
That's probably what
wouldn't
it is.
Drink
wouldn't it be great to sleep in until 6 o'clock?
What?
Wouldn't it be great to sleep in until 6 o'clock?
I was in the envelope.
What time?
I was in the
Rob
envelope.
Wants me to ask.
No one cares. I was in the envelope. At 10 p.m.
What's the envelope? The bed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Slide right in.
Rob, what time did you get up this morning?
4:20.
Rob likes to text sometimes at 6 a.m.
Wake and bake.
That's me. I love
you
pot.
You get up at 4:20 in the morning?
I do.
We got to stop doing that.
Why don't you have more done by the showtime then?
What do you mean?
You should be so efficient.
Okay, stop it. Don't give him a hard time. When you can't
you know
can't
what's funny?
4:20 in the morning.
It was so funny because yesterday I thought a lot of Oscar, and I got a lovely call from Oscar that I actually chose to answer. And I was speaking to him, and he was so magnanimous and so nice. And I hung up. I said, you know, they suggest that you wear a personal flotation device. Maybe he shouldn't.
Anyway, he's giving you a hard time.
Let's just roll the dice. Who knows? One little swell.
What were you calling him about, Oscar? Share with the rest of the class. What
oh, business.
Were you calling him
about? Yeah, business.
Work. Okay. Mm-hmm. Was it? Were you difficult with him?
No,
not at all.
Nice.
It was a most pleasant call.
It was a follow up.
But there's a backlog of feelings.
Yes, I understand.
Feelings
over,
have been
over
hurt.
Many, many shows.
Feelings have been shattered.
Many
relationships
many, many
yes. have burned like a covered
emotions.
Bridge.
Emotions.
So this is not going to make anybody laugh, but I'm going to be very, very clear and that I'm saying some nice things about Comcast, Xfinity, or whatever they changed their name to this week. I call the cable company.
Yes.
That I've called multiple times because that is the cable company that we use for our show connection because that's how it works.
Right.
And but this time, for the first time, it was like all the other old people down here. It was for the television. The television has what is called a voice-activated remote that was asking me to pair it with the cable box and was not succeeding. And it was also not succeeding. It was not succeeding in pairing my remote with my regular television either. And I called the lady. She rebooted the box. We tried it again. She rebooted the box again. We tried it again. We rebooted the box the third time. We tried it. She said, I'm going to need to send you a new remote. Or.
Yes.
You can go to your local Xfinity store. Now,
oh, they love that. They love sending you.
Wait a minute. Wait. It's a good ending, Rob. It's a happy ending. Back in the day when it was just Comcast, there was one store that was like 3x3 with 750 80-year-olds in it going, I can't get this thing that I'm supposed to do. This time, a brand new Coconut Point. Remember Coconut Point?
Yes. Yeah, nice.
A shiny new retail location in Coconut Point. This is a true story, so I'm not going to lie, and the Comcast Xfinity people will be happy about this story. I get out of the car. I walk into the Xfinity store. A lady comes out, you know, that deal where they get you in the queue because she walks out?
Yes.
And she said, can I help you, sir? I said, yeah, they sent me in to get a replacement remote. She looks at me and says, I can do that. She takes me back to the table. She pops out my brand new Duracells that I had already put in. It gives them to me. I said, well, that's a bonus.
Nice.
She said, yeah, we have to recycle them when you bring it back anyway. Hands me a new remote. I am talking less than 60 seconds.
Wow.
I am walking out of the store. A lady apparently saw me walk in and walk out. And a lady, this is a true story, Xfinity. Yeah, use it for whatever purposes you have.
Yes.
I am walking out and the lady coming into the store. That's the fastest Comcast trip I've ever seen. I said, I think it may be my new record.
Record holder.
I got into my car smiling. I got home. I paired the remote. It worked successfully. I was voice activating.
That's great.
CNN, MSNBC.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it was Nessun. When I asked for Nessun, it was, this is what I got when I asked for Nessun. That was loud.
Sports package.
But anyway, yeah.
You know, so, my father has a similar story back in the days of Media General Cable. He grew very frustrated with his cable service, and he took his remote and threw it with all his might against the wall. And it shattered, and it was one of those that had like a billion buttons. Mm-hmm. So he picked up the bent chassis and all the wire and all the guts.
Unlike the new ones that don't have any buttons?
No, but I mean, we're talking yards of buttons, like rows and rows and rows of buttons.
Okay.
And he had to pick up all the buttons like so many lost teeth and put them all in a Ziploc bag. I mean, it was just the ingredients of a remote. It no longer resembled a remote.
Right.
And he realized that it was probably not a good idea that he had done this in with hatred. So he drove to the Media General office and asked for a new remote. And he turned in his old one in the bag in pieces. And the guy looked at it and he said, yeah, I dropped it.
Well, he had, but it sounds like he had a good experience.
He did too.
I could lie and tell you that it was difficult, that I was on the phone for 12 hours with you. I wasn't. I got through to a human being. They did the electronic thing from a distance, and they tried to reboot my box, and it turned out I had a defective remote. And so I still haven't learned it. But in the category of you don't know television like I know television, Carla says to me, why are the local channels in the 400s now? I said, because it's a different system, dear. Hmm. That's the way that works.
She doesn't care about. You should tell her this. She says, why are the local channels in the 400? You say, you should buy canned pizza sauce.
Well, you know, what's fun is when her mother's visiting, and I am trying to watch CNN.
Yes.
And there'll be a big story coming on because, of course, I do political persuasion.
Yes, of course. You got to follow
up on the news. And I said, breaking news right now. I'm from the kitchen. I'll hear.
Nay.
Do you ever miss key details because of the sound of a popping cork?
No, I'm just glad that you could rewind it on the little box thing.
Yes.
You know, technology is a wonderful thing, and I'm very, very happy about it. But they were talking about something like how to bake cod. Anyway, that's it. We have to start the show. We have a special guest today, a morning show man from Baltimore, Maryland, Justin Slagle, who's also the star of the Back to the 80s show we're doing in Vegas. We will bring Justin in and meet a guy who is actually doing a morning show, something I used to do back in the day. And we'll bring Justin in and I will share some vital statistics from his bio when he begins his little visit with us on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I couldn't believe it was her. It was like a dream. But there she was, just like I remembered her. That delicately beautiful face. And a body that could melt a cheese sandwich from across the room. And breasts that seem to say, hey, look at these. She was the kind of woman that made you want to drop to your knees and thank God you were a man. Yeah. She reminded me of my mother, all right, no doubt about it. Hey, I remember this pug. Ex-boxer. His real name was Joey Chicago.
Oh, yeah. He fought under the name of Kid Minneapolis.
Hey, I saw Kid Minneapolis fight once in Cincinnati.
No, you're thinking of Kid New York. He fought out of Philly.
He was killed in the ring in Houston by Tex Colorado. You know, the Arizona assassin.
Yeah, from Dakota. I don't remember if it was north or south.
North. South Dakota was his brother from West Virginia.
You sure know your boxing?
Well, all I know is never bet on the white guy.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kurt Gowdy, along with Jim Palmer, Tim McCarver, Dick Vitale, Mel Allen, Dick Emberg, and Dr. Joyce Brothers, inviting you to join us for this all-important ball game.
Same old story. Boy finds girl, boy loses girl, girl finds boy. Boy forgets girl, boy remembers girl. And girl dies in a tragic blimp accident over the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day.
Good year?
No, the worst.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you're here, you do too. TMOS always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show on right now and brought to you by our favorite Northern California realtor, Mr. Alex Payne. Hey, Northern California, are you renting? Don't be a rube. Now is the time to buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy. Invest in your future and let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you a great lender for your loan and pre-approval. Wake up and find your dream home. Alexander Papp, rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Alex is ready to answer any questions about the real estate process. He'll make it smooth and easy. And this is his phone number. You can call him today.
Call him up, yeah.
916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. And find your next home today. He's licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California, from Wheatland to Rockland to Auburn to Sacramento and everywhere in between. So stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal realtor, today. 916-276-2129. BRE 019-860-3131. Prado Real Estate. Buy a house and get a fruitcake.
That's the motto.
Rob Spiewak.
Yay!
We are very, very excited to welcome this gentleman. This is the host of the Justin Scott and Spiegel. Hey, der Spiegel! Wo ist denn einen Spiegel? 98 Rock, a wonderful, wonderful heritage radio station that I've had the distinct honor and privilege to be on a few times. They were probably the nicest group of people to me after I got S-canned down the road in Washington, D.C. Justin Schlegel is with us right now, ladies and gentlemen.
The
cool thing about you, Justin, is you are the grand poobah of the Back to the 80s murder mystery comedy show that we're going to be doing with you out in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we are really, really excited. By the way, if you want to get tickets for that, they are available right now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And we love Justin. We hear he's a fan of this show, and he said some very nice things about yours truly. But make no mistake about it, Justin is here to sell this show out today.
Yes,
okay?
Please.
Yes.
I will feel it is a personal affront to me if you do not sell. Look, I know you bastards are out there and you bought the tickets. You're all going to be in Las Vegas. I don't care if Merle is having an orgy at the MGM Grand. do your shtupping after you go to the murder mystery show. And I'm sorry, Justin, I didn't want you to see that, but I had to make that very clear.
The ugly side?
To our listening audience, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank
it's great
you
to have
so
you
much, Mr. O'Mara, Mr. Spiewak, Carlos. It's wonderful to see all of you here at Podcast Village, where you might have, and the door is locked, a developing situation in the lobby.
Oh, really?
Really? Really?
There wow, are okay. two women of class and refinement. I've heard the word Samoyed spoken of. Ooh. I've heard the phrase the polo pitch. I've
really?
Heard couscous. Oh. I have heard summering with the ambassador.
Mm.
And wow. then one of them might have broken wind. Midway through what was an Ivy League quality conversation, one of them leaned to the right, possibly 5 to 7 degrees, and the slightest squeak emitted from beneath her, and the smell of burnt limestone filled the lobby. A low rolling London fog crept across my feet, and I could not have been happier that oh. your precious make-a-wish of an assistant producer fetched me, because my teeth, oh my teeth, were inundated in this young woman's insides. So might need to call
oh
in.
Oh my god!
Might need to call in the people.
A literate morning man. I didn't think perfect. Anything was possible. Oh, holy yeah. magoli! That's a great opening.
Rather in
pal.
The lobby than in the studio, I imagine.
Yes. Oh my god!
Yes. Well, you're okay.
So
you're
beautiful.
Hermetically sealed in here.
Yes.
Oh, god
man.
Bless. Breathe
safe,
through, your through your mouths. Breathe through your mouths.
Let me tell you, listeners, right now, they're most morning show hosts would explain what Justin just so beautifully told us. Says, "Who stepped on the duck?" You know, I mean, that is just that is a thing of beauty right there. Oh. I'm very sorry that you had to be subjected to that.
Yeah,
this
sorry,
early
man.
Hour.
It was
that's
my pleasure.
How we roll
really?
Usually. Yeah,
it usually. Was my pleasure.
No,
I.
So
I loved
you,
it.
You, Justin, are Rob gives me the one sheet. I have not heard your show up at 98 Rock because I'm far, far away. Both places that I hang out from Baltimore, Maryland. But I have to share one thing from your bio. How please. Honored I was when on your one sheet here from the Severna Park Voice. That is the that's the local newspaper down in Severna Park, Maryland. Right?
A readership and distribution in excess okay. of 67 people. 9 of which work for the Severna Park Voice. Yes. And what's fun is that the ink and paper are edible. So
listeners have come to know Schlegel as the comic with an affinity for cats. We are going to dive. If you don't mind, we'll do a deep
please.
Dive a little later on that. Wrestling and Transformers. I know Oscar will love that.
Common ground, yeah.
Yes.
As for his distinctive humor, Schlegel has attributes his style to an amalgamation of three influences. And I'm not going to do these in the order that they were on the for comedic purposes, of course. We have Doug the Greaseman Tract. That is really that's if you're using him as a, you know, as an influence, that's fantastic. The character work of Mike O'Mara.
Yay! The most important one.
And the most important one at the end here, the improvisational skill of Mr. Kirk McEwen. I don't know about my finger. My finger slipped.
We're the getting some CB interference up
skill,
here.
I'm sorry. The improvisational us? Skill of 98 Rocks, Kirk McEwen. There we go.
Something I'm sorry, in my headphones.
Weird.
I don't know what happened with that. No, that's very nice of you to say. And say hi to the Kirkster for me. I had the pleasure of doing a show with him and
no,
for a
you
year.
Didn't. Yeah, you did a show together. Was there pleasure? Yeah. TBD.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't work. Anyway, that's okay. That happens sometime. But welcome, welcome. And how is everything up at 98 Rock in Baltimore? Everything going well up
things,
there? Is everything?
Things are great. Show's good. The camaraderie's good. We have fantastic management. We have new studios that I was excited about until
now,
I stepped
now,
into Podcast
Village. TV Hill? Are you still up there? Are you still up on TV Hill?
Yes, yes.
So they did a remodel of your facility up there.
The building and the exterior are still the same. The WBAL call letters on the roof are still the same, but inside a full gut and a full redesign.
Cool.
I'm glad they left the exterior the same, because you don't want to mess with something that's so classically beautiful.
Yes, so exactly. Pretty. Yes. I mean, at this point, why would you give Betty White plastic surgery? She just is the way she is. But you can gut the insides, and they did.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, it's nice. They're very forward thinking when it comes to technology and new applications and microphones and boards. And then now I feel like I work in a methadone clinic after getting to see this studio, because admittedly, while we have new equipment, it's just new reel to reel and new rotary pots, and we all got Sony ECM51s. So.
That is so very, very wonderful. I'm happy who's the PD? Is that a new PD up there, or what's?
Interesting. Concha? It's a new old PD. We had Rick Strauss, who was the captain of the ship during the Kirk, Mark, and Lopez era. He left, went elsewhere, and then has now returned.
Who was the guy in between?
Hill.
Who was the guy?
Dave Hill. Yes.
Dave Hill.
Yeah, I remember that name.
How's that old bastard doing?
Oh,
how's he?
Dave Hill? 4'9" of him is somewhere in Florida with you right now, not being allowed to ride anything at the county fair. Yes. That damned height restriction, it just takes his family's respect straight from him when he can't get on the salt and pepper shaker.
Dave Hill, I remember that guy.
Yes.
I had a couple of lunches with him. That was fun. A lot of fun. But the show's doing well.
Yes,
and the survivor of 98 Rock, of all the survivors of 98 Rock, is your illustrious newsman, Spiegel, who has been on this show.
Yeah, he guested on back in the living room days. He drove to Manassas.
Yeah, I mean, Heinrich Spiegel, who is really just an amazingly quirky, unique radio guy. And
I think I know why he lasts there, is because he's just following orders.
Spiegel is so much
unique.
It's funny that we're doing all this shtick for a Jewish guy, isn't it?
I know.
I don't know why we're doing it, but the name is
so nice.
How is Spiegel doing?
Covered in moles. Covered head to toe in moles. Now, he's wonderful. He's probably the greatest person I've ever worked with in broadcasting. I think this show, compared to some other iterations, you know, not speaking ill of them, but this show really lets him do him. He's taken the chains off. There's no governor. We don't
you celebrate him.
We celebrate him. Yes, exactly. We just
he's
let
such
Josh,
a personality.
He's
he really
a genius.
Is.
He's an absolute genius. And if you can just let him go where he wants to go and sit in the passenger seat for it, you're going to get somewhere fantastic. So it's
I always
it,
thought
it's
he was a nice guy, and I loved
the greatest
his,
guy.
I loved his shtick. I really did. I absolutely, really, for a guy that I didn't work with regularly and, you know, just came in and subbed for Mickey a couple of times. It was just fun to listen to him. But, you know, my experience being there as a guest and then coming in that, you know, it was he always had a very interesting personality where he would, you know, he would get upset like so many people would get upset. And I guess Mickey would get upset and then Mickey would get upset at him and he would get upset at Mickey. But it was just but he was seemed like a very, very nice guy. And he always kind of goes through life with that little smirk where, you know, he's that brain is working overtime.
Yes.
And then you've got Scott. Who you've been working? How long you've been working with Scott?
I've been with Scott now. This show just celebrated its 5th year. Scott's been there a decade plus, 11,
congrats.
12 years.
Congratulations.
And thank you very
Scott's
much.
Scott's background was with the Mickey and Amelia show.
He was
show,
Mickey
right?
and Amelia. Prior to that,
he was the producer.
He was the producer and a de facto fourth mic towards the latter half of that show. He would chime in more and more. So we now have him on mic as a host, but he still has this Mensa level producer's ear. So we now have someone like we basically have a Spiewak in there with us that knows how to keep a break moving. He knows how to let something breathe. He's very good with yes and.
Which Spiewak is this you're referring to?
The one directly to my right with the long index fingers.
That was such a fun thing.
Yeah,
I remember when I went up there after I'd been on JFK for a while and they were nice enough to have me in, and it was really just a lot of fun to go up there. And I don't know, the vibe of that radio station, if you're in Baltimore and you get a chance to listen to 98 Rock, it's just a lot of fun.
One of the last great radio stations in America. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very, very cool. When did you start doing the Back to the 80s program? When did you do that
murder mystery.
Back to the 80s murder mystery?
Yeah. That's with Joe Robinson and Rob Mayer from the Rob and Joe Show. Not good. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Rob Mayer. I had a... No, my finger slipped
Oh,
here.
There it is. Watch out.
He's a one. I love Rob and Joe. Rob and Joe are... And how is Joe doing? We've seen Rob Mayer now, and now we have you in here.
And I'm kind of curious. Where is Joe Robinson? Will he be making the pilgrimage?
He's going to be. He might be a little bit later. Because November 2nd, he's actually sitting down with his physician, and they're cataloging all of his liver spots. They're going to be just doing a nice constellation of body issues.
He's going digital finally?
Finally, yes.
I think that's smart.
No longer do they need graph paper. But these guys, they've been doing this murder mystery for 3 or 4 years. I've been doing it alongside of them. I think this is maybe the 7th or 8th script and storyline. Because we've had a comedy roast gone wrong, a Christmas party gone wrong, a dating game show gone wrong, and now we go back to the 80s to celebrate all things Back to the Future, Indiana Jones, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and pay special attention during the program. Because as someone from Charles County, Maryland, Waldorf, God's country, I spent many years eating whatever couldn't outrun me. And at about the age of 19, I stopped having the ability to make new memories. So I will be reading off of a script during the program, precariously hidden. Now, really use a keen Columbo-like eye to see if you can see me reading during the performance. But no, not a word of it memorized, even though this is probably the 50th time I've done it.
Now, a question, though, and I know it's a clever trick. He's apparently a guy who always has a notebook. That's his character, but he looks at the notebook more than he writes in it.
Yes.
But you do so much crowd work when you do, and I've seen you're the sort of the driving force of all the shows, because I've seen, I think, 4 of the murder mysteries, and you do so much crowd work and improv. How much is improv versus how much is script?
I'd say 30-70 script to improv.
Because you are so fast with the crowd. That's the most fun. That's the most fun for me.
That's going to be, listen, we've mentioned it, and we're going to mention it again, because Justin is kind of the main guy for this, and we will be doing this show after our live show out at the Council Chambers Theaters in the Zappos corporate headquarters out in Las Vegas, a beautiful state-of-the-art theater. We were very, very excited. Our listeners have been clamoring for another event, and we thought it would be great to do this. Oscar got together with the guys that do this show. It's Saturday, November 3rd, 7 p.m. It's going to be in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater. For tickets, click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Justin will be there. Rob and Joe from the Rob and Joe Show are going to be there. Also, Mike's going to be there, yours truly, along with Rob and Oscar, and we're going to have a fantastic time. And as a matter of fact, those two women, one of whom broke wind out in the lobby, they will be coming out to Las Vegas also.
We'll try to solve that mystery.
Smell? What was that? How did you describe that smell once again? What was that, the smell of?
Hot burning limestone.
That's the one I will take with me right out of the gate. Love at first sight, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break, and we will talk cats when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Jimmy Cerrito, the King of the Wings. My world-famous Buffalo Wings have been winning awards for years, just like the Mike O'Mara Show bonus show. Wings and bonus show comedy are the perfect combination when you're hungry for a laugh. I'm trying. Buy the bonus show, and you can feel like you own your own virtual brick in the bonus show beer garden. It's not a Ponzi scheme. It's real. And it's not terrible, and it's not looking bad for you. Buy the bonus show. Jimmy. It'll be okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody loves pizza.
Yes.
Yay.
And men love fire. So you need an Ooni. O-O-N-I. Ooni is the world's first portable wood-fired pizza oven. You can make authentic Neapolitan-style pizza in just 60 seconds. I got the gas attachment for mine. We fired it up the other night. We made 2 of them. I'm going to be making another one this weekend. I am so excited about my Ooni. Here's the secret to Ooni, ladies and gentlemen. The ovens heat to 932 degrees, which means a crispy outer crust and chewy, tender inner crust. You will not get this from any other oven when you go out and buy the frozen garbage.
My mother called me last night after a glass of wine. She says, you know what? I said, what? She says, I would like to invite myself over this weekend for pizza from that thing.
There
I
you said, go. That's
the
great.
Uni. Oh, look at that.
No, so she's coming over for pizza. Can't wait.
Yes, it's wonderful, and it's the best you'll ever taste. Restaurant quality in your own backyard. There are two models to choose from. The Uni 3 heats to 932 degrees in 10 minutes, and it's portable. It's the size of a carry-on bag. The Uni Pro, that's the one I got. It makes larger pizzas.
That's appropriate.
Heats to 932 in 20 minutes and offers a quad fuel function. It cooks with wood charcoal, wood pellets, or what I got, gas, propane. And your Uni isn't just for amazing pizzas. Use your Uni for perfectly seared steaks, roasted vegetables for a limited time. Uni is giving our listeners 20% off their purchase. Go to uni.com. That's O-O-N-I.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout. That's Uni, O-O-N-I.com, TMOS. To get your Uni 3 or Uni Pro with 20% off. Take advantage now. The offer is only good till midnight on November 18th. And take pictures of the pizzas you're making with your Uni.
Yeah, send us. We'd like to see that. I like food pics.
We would love to. Please. We are here with Justin Schlegel from 98 Rock, host of the Justin Kelly Scott Spiegel Sacco Vanzetti morning show. There are lots of people involved with that show. It's really, really terrific, and it's great to have you here. And you're a smart guy, you're a funny guy, and did you come to radio after stand up? 98 Rock has a pretty good tradition of bringing stand ups onto the air, guys that are kind of a fit. And you're no exception to that. Did you do the stand-up before you got into radio, or was it vice versa?
It was vice versa. I was in radio for 6 years with your prior company, CBS, and before that, Infinity.
Great folks. All.
Great, good people, supportive.
What did you say? What did you say the first company you worked with?
Infinity, before it became CBS, before it became Interco. Oh, God. Wow. The studio is on fire right now.
Infinity.
And they would flip format once a year, every year. Yep. You could just sort of set your watch by it.
That's how they do it.
Every November 1st, I'd come in, and it went from X1057 Blazing Jams, and the next day would just be an all-white staff, George Norrie talking X-Files theories, and then it would be country, and then it would be Christian folk, and then it would be conservative albino talk. It just changed once a year.
But always better.
Always better. This will be the one that sticks. Trust me. This will be the one.
You know, I've heard so many wonderful things about you up there, and you know, in a way, I can't help myself when a radio guy comes on this show. Of thinking, you know, how much fun I had when I was up there and how much I miss it. But the getting up in the middle of the night and being a slave to a particular region of the nation is the only thing that makes me take a step back and say, that's just fine. That's okay. But yes. I really, especially I have more of a positive feeling of your radio station up there than I did from my own. It just was a neat kind of environment up there. And I'm really happy that you guys are doing it. And for those of you, we talk about radio a lot on the Mike O'Mara Show. If you want, the only place you're getting this kind of stuff is on radio stations like 98 Rock and a morning show like Justin Scott and Spiegel. When these guys are, you know, that's where it is. That's where the creating is. That's where the funny. When you talk about letting Spiegel do his own thing, that's I'm giving a promo for you because
Mark,
I think you guys deserve it, because you just the rest of the world. It's hard to find. Even morning shows anymore that really bring that
especially
kind of,
morning shows
that kind of stuff
nothing out know? There there's nothing.
It's really a drag. And you know, when it's just like Bob decided that he was going to play a big box of records, as you know, you, Bob. Anyway, that's all.
Stick around in just a couple of minutes. We're gonna raid the studio's cereal cabinet, and we're going to replace the Reese's Puffs with the Frosted Mini Spooners and see if Flip Spiceland, the PD, notices. Stick around. Here's some ELO. It's utter slop for the most part. And what's great about that promo that I can't quite tell you what that means that you just cut on our show. I'm 39. I will be 40 soon. My father has no respect for me. what I've done in broadcasting or comedy or even accidentally creating a child, which I did. Big mistake.
And you're a father?
I am. Total disaster.
You're a new father?
2.5 years old.
You have a 2.5 year old?
I have a 2.5 year old. Luckily, the mother and I were together for quite some time before she got pregnant. 4 months. And I believe the child was created in a Perkins Family Restaurant parking lot after a Bon Jovi cover band that we saw at Red Rocks entitled Slippery When Wet. The kid is born from and he will die as such. So, just a disaster of a person until this moment where I can take that promo you cut and play it for my father, who is such a huge fan of you and what you did back in the day with Don and Mike and everything else. That this is going to be a watershed moment for me as a career when I can jackboot into his house, I can play the audio, I can hold it up to his face and demand he kiss me. Beautiful. Are you proud of me now, Father? Are you proud of me now? And then I light myself on fire in the living room. Roll credits.
You know, aren't we all, it's to awesome. A certain extent, don't we all have that story? I mean, really, doesn't anybody in the business of show have a backstory where it was the craving of the attention we did not receive, the respect that we crave? That's why we're in this silly little business that we're in right now. But, you know, really, I am so now looking forward to coming out to Vegas and, you know, watching what you guys do up there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Radio's insane. It's always been insane. It's gotten more insane, but I meant what I said, that you should really, really check it out. Let's talk a little bit more about you. Now, you kind of tipped my hand a little bit. I was going to start with cats. I was going to move into the personal life of Justin Schlegel from 98 Rock, but I have to ask you, you mentioned that... what are you...
Cats. It's my ringtone.
Do you think we should, Oscar, you've enjoyed Justin's work more than I have because you've been up there. Should we start with the cats or should we get right to the, because the personal life, you had briefly mentioned it to me before the show started, that he's got an interesting personal life.
I'm utterly fascinated by the interpersonal dynamics that he has with his family.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let
me. And he draws an energy from it.
The cats. Look, he's got a picture of his cat on his phone right now. It's massive.
Is that your publicity photo that you have with a cat? Is that it?
That is. Yes. That is me trying to get someone to adopt an elderly cat through Baltimore, the Baltimore Animal Rescue Center, who I believe after that particular cat was adopted, died right, 5 weeks later.
Oh, yes.
5 weeks later, the cat coughed itself inside out. Oh, a young woman screamed, and I felt like I sold the family on a bill of goods.
Are you still a person of interest?
Oh, yes. Okay, absolutely, yes. I'm on a list. Okay. I can't leave the 21409 zip code without explicit permission from the local constable.
So you like cats.
I do.
I didn't know that you were a new father. You are in a, are you in a marital relationship
right
now?
Oh, good Lord, no. No, no. Good sweet Christ. No, 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 no.
Okay. All right.
No, no. Again, I'm a fan of you, not just as a broadcaster, but as a man. And I have studied
your
trials,
oh,
tribulations,
give me another lozenge for Christ's
follies
sake.
And
it.
Foibles. And trust me, I think you stuck the landing with Carla. But know that I've learned from you, Mike, in more ways than you'll ever know.
You don't want to follow that example, Justin. Oh. You really don't. It's not going to make you happy until you're 58 years old.
I'm in hell.
It's not going to work. I really, you know,
I'm trapped in a prison of my own flesh.
It's so ridiculous. Because you got to enjoy life, you know? That's the way I look at it.
Yes.
40 was when, that was the, we refer to that as the Mike O'Mara restaurant years.
Yeah.
You know,
O'Mara's in Manassas.
Yeah, I would have conversations with Carla along, well, it was I 42, I think, when I met Carla.
Right.
And I would have, I would say things like this during that period of time. Well, I can't just go in there and not drink. I have to deal with customers. Yeah.
So it was.
I mean, that's really not. That's not exactly what I would say is the textbook for a restaurant owner. I
no,
don't think
or
you
happiness.
Do that,
but it's 1999 is when you were 40. So where were you marital-wise in 99? Were you between, or were you in the
death throes of marriage number two?
Okay. Okay. Mm. Very good. All right.
I was in the death throes of marriage number two. No, marriage number two. No, that's not true. I'm not going to lie, because that would have been, I think maybe I thought I was happy in 1999?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. It would be several years later that it would crumble. And then it was 2002, I believe, that, if I start getting into years and dates, I could get myself in a tremendous amount of trouble.
To speak vaguely,
when did Carla graduate high school?
Next week.
2003.
Yes. Use those
years. But when I think about, I just think of my 40s, my mid-40s. I think of that as just a lifestyle that I should not have enjoyed during that. I was a little old for that lifestyle. If I was a man in his mid-30s or his late 20s and I was running an Irish pub that really began its business day at 11 p.m. That might have been a better time.
You
had
a young man's
energy.
Yeah,
and
you
are a young man's energy in my mid-40s.
You
are
as God made you. I mean, you can't shirk that.
Right now, if you get me up past 10 a.m., 10 p.m., I'm it's good for me. But it's very, very rare. Mm. And but it's just that era. I'm trying to tell you, Justin.
Please
do not follow my lead.
No.
Do not follow my lead in that. And, you know, have you ever taken the plunge matrimony-wise? Have you ever gotten
hitched? Good Lord, no. No.
Okay.
And this ring finger will forever remain chilly.
Really?
Okay. Yes. Yes. What I have earned, I have earned. And then when we part ways, a tip of the fedora and off to the Chili's I go.
Yes.
For endless data skins.
All right. We have to continue this psychotherapy. I didn't expect this. I was going to do the
this
catch
is helpful.
Stick.
No, this
Screw
is helpful.
The cat
but he
thing.
Likes, he likes cats. He does like cats.
Yeah, I'm fine. Cats don't even rate right now if he's telling me that. And he's got a 2.5-year-old. Jesus, what do we have? We have another abnormal personality in the studio. We will take a break. And we have more fun and more thrills coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now. Thanks to the new Mike O'Mara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks, just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there, if you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Is a low credit score preventing you from buying a new home or from refinancing and consolidating debt? If so, don't worry. There is an answer. You need to talk to our friend Mark Livingstone, good guy at Cornerstone First Financial. Mark told us that if you don't have a credit score of 680 or higher, the big banks and the quick online mortgage firms really won't work with you. But Cornerstone can make it happen. With the rise in interest rates, banks are making less money and loosening guidelines to compete much more aggressively. So even if you've been turned down before, you may qualify for a purchase or a refi, or you might even use the appreciation of your home as a virtual ATM with a credit score as low as 560. I can say with supreme confidence that if Cornerstone can't do it, nobody can, and they are Oscar Santana approved. Call Cornerstone right now and watch them meet or beat any deal out there. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. We are here with 98 Rock's very troubled Justin Schlegel, who is going to be
headlining.
Really
thought you were
going
to say funny, not troubled.
He's troubled, Rob. Okay. I want to straighten the guy.
Funny,
out.
But
I got
troubled. A flip of
I
the
got
coin.
A couple, you know, I basically have 2 decades on the guy, and I want to help him. he's going to be hosting the Back to the 80s Murder Mystery Show, very funny show that's going to be the night after we do our live show out in Las Vegas. Go to our website. I want you to sell that show out, and I want you to do it this weekend.
Do it.
So please get your tickets, and I think anybody hearing Justin knows what kind of evening it's going to be. It's a shame I won't remember it. But anyway, we've got Justin here right now. And so there will not be a ring on your finger. You're not going to get married. You are the father of a 2.5-year-old. The mother of the child, is she in
American?
Your life?
American? Yes. Does she speak the king's English? No. All of her limbs? Repulsed by my touch? Absolutely. Incontinent? Thumbs up.
Oh, wow.
Can this she is... see at night? Yes. She also has 2 children from a prior marriage, so hey! I'm also a stepfather of a 9 and a 10-year-old, both of which
9 and 10.
Wickedly lazy eyes.
Wow.
So... it is a real
Jesus, Justin.
Yeah, it's an island of Dr. Moreau. It's bad. It's just a lot of misshapen, shattered people.
You have a mini Justin that hangs out with you on this island?
Father, it's time to feed the kittens, Father.
Come with me, small Justin.
Oh, God.
Down into the bowels.
I feel like a therapist who's going to have trouble getting through.
I need to come live with you. Please create a barrack that I can live in.
Barrack, you have this child, and what is the nature of the relationship with the child's mother? That's the best way I can ask the question here between what you're saying. It's hard to get
that
through.
It is.
Let's see if we can get to the math. Are you living with this woman?
Yes, we do. We live in the same home.
Cohabitation.
Yes. Let me get a ding for that one. That's good. Very
separate
good.
Separate floors of the house, though. Okay. Separate floors. Yes. She sleeps in a lean-to that I built her, and I have a very nice, very Jesus nice Christ. Sleep number bed and a My Pillow. But she's got a very nice bed of wood chips and a bucket of meat in case she gets peckish. I'm not trying to starve the woman out, but she'll eat at the big kids' table when she's earned the right to do so.
Oh dear God!
Yes,
it's a house of horrors. I had no idea. Yes, Oscar Santana, lay it on.
Justin, what's the relationship with your stepchildren?
Minimal. They are clothed, fed, provided a daily source of clean water, electricity, Wi-Fi password. If I feel like they've deserved it, hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
So,
how long have you had the stepchildren in your life?
Pretty much day one.
So which is how many years?
So we've been together. Evan's 2.5, so we've been together for 3.
Okay, and so you had you've had them since 6 and 7.
Yes.
Is there an amount of respect that comes with that? Or
Good Lord, no.
No,
no. I'm a walking checkbook and a weird old man to be disregarded in the basement screaming about my ED, which I have. And
good God,
it makes lovemaking.
We're getting the
arduous.
Concentrated version of like 12 years of your radio show.
There's been so much I've wanted to tell you for so long. There's been so much I've needed to tell Mike.
So unfortunate that ED didn't kick in 3 years ago.
No, exactly. Yes. Oh,
in the
man.
Perkins parking lot. I remember it all like it was yesterday.
Oh, we just got done eating that fettuccine Alfredo that they balanced that biscuit right on top of. That's their signature dish.
Of course.
Balancing things on things. So
piling food.
Yes,
which
just
is really
food
piles. Wonderful sure, American technique there. So you are... You seem as though you are happy, though, through all of this trials, these tribulations, yes. This turmoil. You seem happy. Are you a happy? Do you consider yourself at this stage in your life, in your early 40s, or soon to be 40? What are you, 39?
February 8th, which I will turn 40. Fun fact about that date, February 8th, also my stepson's birthday, which means I don't get a birthday. It's great. It's been great. It has.
Maybe you're really not happy. Sorry.
Hits keep coming. I clean the gun loaded. Often. Yeah. Just hoping for fate to intervene. What was that sound in the basement? Did someone drop a dictionary or did father finally be released from his mortal bonds? For the most part, happy. I've gone through things that you've gone through tenfold. So
really?
Yes.
Okay.
The things that you've dealt with far eclipse any of my hiccups.
Let me ask a question from the old days that I've been asking for years. And in this age, it's not exactly as appropriate as it used to be. But celebrity, the mother of the child, resembles, if you can approximate a lookalike.
If I had to take a guess, Steve Buscemi in a dim room.
if you had to take a guess.
That explains the stepkid's eyes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi.
Wow. It's mostly the teeth and the angry attitude.
Yes. How many cats do you have in your possession currently, Justin?
Currently one. Used to be two, now one. Okay. One took the forever sleep earlier this year.
I'm sorry to hear that. My sympathies.
All right, to feed it. And it was Dr. Fuzzlekins and Professor Whiskers were their name.
Dear.
Yes, okay. Whiskers is gone. Fuzzlekins, who I'm not sure if you can see from where you're at.
It doesn't matter.
It's a
overweight cat.
Overweight cat.
That cat looks like a dog bed.
This cat smells so bad.
The cats. Where did the affection for cats in your life come from?
The disinterest that they have in you. It's the, mm-hmm. the utter disconnection. I grew up with cats. My father would drink. He would womanize. He'd accuse chestnuts of being lazy. And he would let cats just sort of wander into my house as a child. We lived rural.
Feral? Did you have feral cats?
Feral cats.
As a child?
Covered in mites.
Oh, you had that kind of upbringing.
Yes,
okay, that says an awful lot to me.
Yikes.
We've worked with some people that had feral cats, Rob. Remember?
Sure. Oh, yeah. It's always a great trait.
Was it John Norman? Right?
Yes.
Isn't John Norman
nine
kind
cats.
Of...
Nine cats.
He has nine?
He's a chef now.
He
was smart enough to get out of the radio business?
He's poisoned almost nobody.
Yes, I'll have to try that food.
Feral cats, that sort of tells me, did you have like hippie parents or anything like that?
There was some hippiness to them. Those guys, mm-hmm. they sparked up. They did some skiing in August, as it were. Yes. A lot of fog hat in that house. Not a lot of homework. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of fog hat. Yeah, yeah. No, a lot of Steve Miller Band, 10:30 on a Wednesday night. Dad, I'm in third grade. Stay up. Let's watch Quincy Medical Examiner. Let me heat this dart real quick and take a pull. Hold your breath.
God.
It's time for Dad's medicine.
You couldn't have done anything but perform. That's true. You have to get it out of your system there. And do you find doing the morning radio show now, do you find that therapeutic that you're able to use it? I use, for years, I have used this forum as my psychotherapy. I've tried regular therapy. I never have succeeded with it. I've never ever enjoyed the experience. So really, I purge here sometimes, and I feel a weight is lifted. Do you find that to be the case?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. On stage, here, with a program like this, my own program, and you sort of, just let a little bit of steam out of that pressure cooker. You don't want to flip the whole lid off.
No.
Right.
But for the most part, each day I let a little something out.
If you let it all out, it would rapidly stop being funny, and people would turn the radio off because it would be terrifying.
You're Douglas from Falling Down. I just want to see my daughter on her birthday.
That's it.
Little
and by the way, I've got a funny for you. Maybe this is one of the reasons why things didn't go all that well. And I don't know. I think this was in my second marriage when was Falling Down? Falling Down was the Michael Douglas movie.
That would be your second marriage.
That's my second marriage.
Yeah.
And, when I took my mother and my ex-wife to that film, thinking it was just a liking.
Another Michael Douglas vehicle.
Knowing my mom like Michael Douglas. Yes.
This must be like Romancing the Stone.
Yes.
Yeah. And when he goes into the army surplus store with the Nazi memorabilia and that guy's pressing him up against the, and I said, my mom leans over to me and says, "This is a terrible movie." I said, "Sorry, mom." Things were doomed.
Thought it was
after
a road
that,
trip but. Film. Just one man's jaunt across town on a hot summer day. Trying
still
to find
love
the
that movie.
Perfect gift for his daughter. Fantastic film. And he is a folk hero to me.
Just remember, no breakfast after 10 o'clock.
None.
Yeah.
None at all. Call him Officer S's. Why don't you call him an Officer S?
Oscar, you wanted to ask Justin something here?
I wouldn't feel like I'm doing my job. I just saw Justin stand up and he performed with actually our colleague Chad Dukes and Danny Rouillet from The Fan.
Funny, funny guy.
And they all got up on stage. And one story, a thumbnail, if you could, I didn't know that you lived in Los Angeles. I didn't know that you were doing radio from Los Angeles to Baltimore mm-hmm. at a certain point. But also, there's so much I learned about you. The fact that you were in commercials, you try to get out there and actually make it in Los Angeles. Could you share a little bit above that with us?
I did. I failed.
I returned.
There it is.
And there's the postage stamp. Yes.
That was true. How long were you in L.A., Justin?
Just under 2 years.
Which years?
Okay.
2010 to the end of 2011.
Okay.
Can you offer, my daughter is a struggling actress up in New York. She's bartending and trying to go on daily auditions. And occasionally you will hear the L.A. thing. Is there any insight, anything you could offer her? Eddie, I don't know why I'm asking you this.
But let your dreams crumble to ash in your own head. The sooner you can just let that stillborn dream die and flop to the floor in a dull marinara thud, the better off you'll be. Real estate, get into accounting. Let some billionaire sailboat dealership owner get you pregnant. Let the dream die. The sooner it happens, the better off you'll be.
Yeah. So you'll be taking a recording to your father. I will be giving that to my daughter, Catherine. That is that's wonderful. That is so, so
you love
very
me now,
charming.
Dad? Do you love me now?
We are with Justin Slagle from 98 Rocks Morning Show. We'll take a break. And it's Friday, and that means it's Oscar's take.
Oscar's
and,
take.
Oh, yeah. We will be doing that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the latter years of the 2000s, a crack team of disc jockeys was thrown off the air, innocent victims of a format flip. These men escaped to the darkest reaches of the internet. Still wanted by their fans, they survive as podcasters. If you need laughter and no one else can help, and you have a smartphone, maybe you can download The Mike O'Mara Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. www.mikeomarashow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. There's a change in the air, and that can only mean one thing. It's autumn, bitches. Go pick some mother flippin' apples. Visit the corn maze, you whore. Kiss my pumpkin spiced ass, you freak. Rob, were you angry when you wrote this? I'm just curious. I'm reading the words here. Or go out and romp in the colorful fallen leaves, but beware.
Beware.
It's the time of year for chiggers and ticks, and even worse, TMOS listeners that don't subscribe to the bonus show. They suck the worst of all, blood-sucking, slimy parasites that leave you feeling at the very least comedically drained. Don't drain us, you disgusting bloodsuckers. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now.
Hold it. When?
Right now. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. Yeah. And it's still... it still has that yummy flavor that screams autumn. Just go to MikeOmarishShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking, and we thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Justin Slagle from 98 Rock. He will be hosting the Back to the 80s Murder Mystery Comedy Show the night after our show on November 3rd in Las Vegas, Nevada. Sell it out, please. And now it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you as only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show. Its listeners are the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. Now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
Oscar, statistics on your TV addiction, or all of our TV addiction. These are 10 items that indicate you are addicted to TV. Number 10, you stay up late a lot because you can't stop binge-watching. Number 9, you've lost sleep thinking about what will happen in the upcoming episode. Number 8, you get excited and plan out what you'll watch days or weeks ahead of time. I'm not saying you are guilty of these or not, but I'm just giving them to you. Number 7, you tend to hog the remote at home. Number 6, you have a favorite spot on the couch. Number 5, you check fan sites or discuss shows online. Would this show count when we're talking about our television?
Do you think they're watching it on YouTube?
That's computer. I think this has to be on television. On a television.
All right, number 4, you notice yourself talking about your favorite shows a lot. Number 3, your TV is the focal point of your living room. Number 2, you pay for things like Netflix and Hulu, and you still have cable.
Yes.
And number 1, you own at least one massive television. The average flat screen is about 45 inches now, so probably bigger than that. What do you have to say about television addiction, Mr. Oscar Santana?
I'll say this, that there's a ding for each one of those. I'm going to lean heavy at the beginning of the list.
Right.
But I'll say that, and I want to clarify to Rob, you can have a computer on a television.
All
I
understand.
You have to do is AirPlay to your television.
I'm not right. that dumb.
I'm just saying that that's possible these days. So
you can also make a point without being a jackass. No, that's also possible.
You know, we're friends and I love
stop
you.
Stop fighting.
Yeah, we're always fighting. We're always fighting. I have this addiction, but does it count if I'm watching adult programming on the big screen?
I don't think so. I don't think it's like regular TV.
Because only, I go on forums,
if
I plan for sites
in advance.
Don't we get a free pass on the addiction because of the job? We kind of have
we
to
need
be
to
aware
watch
of
it.
Stuff
no, I'm talking about adult programming.
Are you talking
well, porn,
about
yes.
pornography?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but have you ever planned watching porn like 2 months in advance?
Oh, I have a playlist set up. That I, as I'm going through.
That's a separate problem. No. That's a separate, that's a sex addiction.
Once you get onto the premium side of Pornhub, it allows you to create your own playlist for the future.
The actresses know who both their parents are.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, the cops in Newark, Maryland are searching for a man and woman who went to an Acme grocery store 3 separate times earlier this month to shoplift mass quantities of diarrhea medicine.
Mm.
They've stolen a total of $200 worth in their 3 trips. The cops have security footage of them. And in the one security footage that they released, it looks like the woman is holding her stomach. That could be just a coincidence, of course, but I choose to believe that it's not. There you are.
I think this is, there's 2 things that that really fascinate me about this. Is one, I want to see that lady's large intestine, because
maybe it's on that premium site.
Yeah, maybe it's in the next studio over. She's getting ready to record a program here.
2 is there's got to be some sort of drug that can be that this ingredient can be used for, because when people steal in mass quantities,
right,
they're stealing to make drugs. So
right.
unless there's a meth out there, an ingredient within that that actually can be made with this drug, then there's got to be some sort of speed or that synthetic marijuana that's used with this. We got to find out.
All right, very good. You're
Mike,
listening to Oscar's
Take. Do the police have a solid lead?
Thank you, Rob Spierak. Halloween season is here, Oscar, and that means it's time for stores to start rolling out their dumb and sometimes totally inappropriate costumes. Here is the first one of the season, a website called Yandy.com that sells Halloween costumes, lingerie, and Halloween costumes that are basically lingerie, just introduced a sexy costume based off the outfits from the Hulu TV show The Handmaid's Tale.
Nice!
If you haven't seen the show, it's terrifying when you really think yes. of the world that they depict. Women are forced to wear specific outfits and have sex with powerful men. So to turn those outfits into sexy costumes is a pretty massive disconnect. Especially in this day and age, Yandy was selling it for $65, including a short red dress, a red cape, and a white bonnet. But after a day of social media outrage, they pulled it off the site last night. How come this ain't working? Why are people so angry at us? Yeah, there
Mike,
you go.
Do you know we've all discussed and talked about the Me Too movement, how it's about time that is happening. I'll say this, and I mean this with all respect. Please leave Halloween alone. What you just described was Little Red Riding Hood. And right. Little Red Riding Hood on Halloween is one of the sexiest costumes
yes.
around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And
that's
why
an
would you go
take.
Why would you go wrong? We're just having a little fun. It's a holiday. It's a reason to get hammered and get candy.
Yeah. That's Oscar Santana once again being very sensitive to the Me Too movement yes. with his commentary. All right, moving right along. A new study, Oscar, asked people if they'd be willing to make big life changes in order to live to be 100 years old. 59% of people, which is the majority, said, nope, I'm good. No problem at all.
Huh.
Here are the 7 life changes they asked people about and the percentage who said they wouldn't do it. That is, would not do it.
Mm.
Quit smoking. 81% of smokers said they wouldn't quit to live to be 100. Go back to school to keep your mind active. 77% of people wouldn't. This is such an American survey.
I'm not going to go to school. I'm going to smoke.
No.
I know how to birth babies.
keep in better contact with friends and family.
That
seems rather bland.
Disgusting.
48% of people wouldn't. Save more money. 45% said no. Get more sleep. 45% again, no. Exercise more. 38% said no. eat healthier, 36% wouldn't. I like this survey because it seems like people were being very honest. Yeah. No, screw it. I don't care. Who wants to be 100 anyway?
Most people are scared of death. I'm the opposite. I welcome it. The pain I carry every day with me when I jump in the car, or and that's not mine anymore because I don't
welcome,
have a car.
Brother.
Yes.
Welcome.
I wonder, I was like, what if this guy just took a left right into oncoming traffic and then he ended it for both of us?
Like so Frank Gifford.
And I said, and I wake up and Shannon Quintessa's my wife. She says, why do you always wake up and say, I hate the world? And I say, well, it's just kind of like, you know, time to make the donuts for me.
That's your rallying cry.
And he says that while palming her face like a basketball.
Justin, does the 2.5-year-old ever like run in the morning and give you like a I don't know why I'm asking
A little jostle on the nethers?
A little daddy moment? You ever get a little daddy moment in the morning?
Absolutely not. No. He's utterly disinterested in me. You'd think I was covered in yellow jackets the way he approaches me. Yes.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
And finally, Oscar, humans are more sexually fluid than we thought. Your teacher, your significant other, your coworkers, your bosses, the barista at the candlestick, and the candlestick maker all share some. Let me start again. I'm sorry. Hold on. This portion of the program brought to you by DayQuil.
Yeah. Mike, you're covered in yellow jackets.
Here's the point. The show is covered in yellow jackets right now. A new study found that no one is 100% anything. Be it straight, gay, bi, or otherwise, Oscar, sexuality is still a massive aspect of human identity, but arousal is not as clear-cut as previously thought. People can be pansexual, that's attracted to people of all genders, mostly straight, aroused by the same sex, maybe not other numbers of configurations, the whole sexual spectrum. Basically, the studies examine the relationship between pupil dilation of male-identified and female-identified participants who were shown heteroporn, queer porn, and a mixture of both. Mm-hmm. Pupils dilate when it's dark to let light in. So when you see positive stimuli, the pupils dilate as a way to get the light in. Now, if anybody didn't know I was reading that, I will tell you that when they said queer porn, I didn't know that's how it's described nowadays. Mm. If I am offending anyone, I read it off of the page.
That's I call it.
Mike, as far as the sexual fluidity is concerned, in my personal experience, I've made out with a man before. I can appreciate the male physique.
Did you do it on a show though? Did you do it on a show?
I did it not on air. We did it on stage.
On stage.
On
see,
stage.
That's a little
still
different.
Had, still
that's
did right. it. Still did
this
it. True.
Somehow
right?
that makes
this
it hotter.
Yeah.
And I can. There was a guy we were driving back from the Eastern Shore, there was a guy that crossed like the crosswalk in the city in a suit, well put together. I said, I think I might be attracted to that guy. So I believe in this. I believe in this. And my wife was to the right.
I've
she said,
yeah, believed
I
think so.
My
I
wife think has said, it's that's a nice suit. I said, yes, it is.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I will tell you that, you know, when I was put in several situations in the old days, paying off bets, being at, what was the name of the club that I paid the bet off?
Where, Club Wet.
Club Wet. When I sat at Club Wet, there was a part of that where it was I was not comfortable in that environment, but I will tell you that there have been other moments where you look at something and you kind of say,
I can see how you could be into that.
And as far as that dilation thing, it's really weird because ever since I saw Justin this morning, I've looked like I just got back from the eye doctor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. That's and, you know, Justin, for you, that's another show with your cats. Okay. We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak. We're with Justin Slagle from 98 Rock, and we will take a brief break and return on the Mike O'Bara Show.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent, political persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frace with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the sexual assault allegations against SCOTUS nominee Brett Kavanaugh, the systemic causes of partisanship. Yeah, it's a little wonky, but you're going to like it. And I finally learned how to shut down an O'Mara rant. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
All right, now, this is a scheduled break where we want to talk about the murder mystery.
Yes.
If you're headed to Vegas for TMOS Live, we have added an extra special treat to make the weekend even more fun. Die Laughing Productions present the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show. You guys have done hundreds of these shows, right?
Hundreds.
You have done tons of them, and it is an absolute blast, and we are urging every member of our audience to come out and join us on Saturday night. Justin's going to be there, Robin Joe. We're all going to be in the audience, and you take people from the audience and actually make them part of the show, correct?
We incorporate them into the entire structure and body of the show, so if you arrive, you could be a suspect. You could be the one that's killed. You could be the killer. It's so flawless the way Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson put this together, because if it goes well, it's hysterical. If it's a train wreck, it's twice as funny. So there's been shows completely off the rails, utter dumpster fire, that we have left doubled over laughing at. Yeah. So I can't encourage you enough. If you watch NASCAR to see who finishes first, congratulations. If you watch it to watch Dick Trickle spin end over end in a ball of flame, you'll get that also.
Saturday, November 3rd, 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theaters. For tickets, click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Come hang with us and make the weekend last a little longer. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder. We will see you November 3rd in Lost Wages, Nevada. And we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. Mr. Rob Spiewak for today. This is Friday, September 21, 2018. Take it away, Raw.
I played it earlier in the show, but I must wish you a happy Earth, Wind, and Fire Day.
Do you remember? Do you have the viral one that was out with the...
I don't have that, no.
Oh, God, I love that. Somebody sent that to me when we were
I will post that on the fan club page today, though, because that's worthwhile.
Do you think it translates as pure audio, though, because it's
better
just...
It's better to see it synced up with the video, but it is funny.
Right. You do your thing. I'm going to try to find it.
All right, as we mentioned in the front of the show, the Browns had their first win since Christmas Eve of 2016.
Down by three, third and goal. Heisman Trophy winner Baker Mayfield has this crowd in a frenzy, and the Browns up four. On second down and 12, Darnold airs it out. Downfield pass is picked by Mitchell. Browns are going to win.
So that was exciting, but not as exciting as the sports bar in Lakeland, Ohio, where I got to see footage of them unlocking the fridge of Bud Light.
Oh, yes.
And I'll play some audio of it, but I need you to know this, what a flawed promotion this was. It was a Bud Light promotional fridge packed to the gills with cans of Bud Light with a chain wrapped around it twice with a padlock on it. This smoky, boozy barmaid goes over to unlock the lock. After she does it, she still can't get the chain off, so they just have to lift the chain up over the refrigerator, which means they didn't even need a lock. They just needed to lift the chain up. Another great promotion from Budweiser, but that doesn't matter. Everyone in Lakeland having the time of their life.
There they are. Yay.
Yay! It's open! Yay!
Game's open! Open up the king!
Open up the refrigerator.
The beer's expired by then.
I found the lip sync to Earth, Wind,
okay,
and Fire.
Okay, but let me say congratulations to the people of Cleveland and everyone who got 10 cents worth of the worst beer on Earth.
Congratulations. May all your children survive the winter.
So what did you say about Earth, Wind, and Fire?
It's Earth, Wind, and Fire Day. Do you remember the 21st day of September?
I have no idea whether this will translate to pure audio, but this is the September. I think it does.
Do you remember 21st night, November?
It works.
Love was changing her mind. Pretender.
Dennis Murphy.
And I'm chasing the clouds away.
The horns.
Our hearts were ringing.
You get the idea. Check it out.
Oh my
it's
God,
very
that's
funny.
So good. Well, let's match good music with great music. Guess who's coming out with a Christmas album? I get to say that about every year about this time of year, Mike, and I know that this will be high on your stocking stuffer list. William Shatner is coming out with an album called Shatner Claus, and the first single has dropped, and it's his version of Jingle Bells with Henry Rollins?
Now the ground is white, go in while you're young. Take the girls tonight and sing the sleighing song. Just get a bobtail bay, 240 as a speed.
Okay, it's time now. No, it's not cute anymore.
Is he even trying?
No, it's
not cute. Shatner claws.
Shatner claws.
Someone be sure to wipe off her claws.
That sounds terrible. Now, I know you think I was probably going to play some country music, but I'm not going to go to my normal guy. I'm going to go to a different guy when I make fun of country music today.
Rob hates country, all things country music.
Not making fun of country, celebrating it, because this is actually pretty funny. Keith Urban was doing a concert in Canada, boo, and he saw a sign for an orthodontist firm in the audience, and he was not accustomed to seeing an orthodontist sign, so he called the ladies up on stage to ask why they're holding a sign for an orthodontist, and what happens is very funny.
Bring that sign up here. Let's get to meet you.
Last concert, our boss made a bet. If you can get Keith Urban to say to go to Kildon Orthodontics to get your teeth straightened, he'd give us a day off.
We should call him. Can we call him?
So what they said, because it's a little muddy, is if you could get Keith Urban to plug your orthodonture firm, you can have the day off. So Keith Urban says, let's call him.
Hi, Brent. This is Keith Urban. So, Brent, what did you just say?
I said that if you said Kildon Orthodontics is a great place to get your teeth straightened, I would give Kevin a...
Perfect show for it.
Yes.
No, I think you said you give everybody the day off, Brent. If you give them the day off work, maybe a little pay rise, it'll all work out, and I will promote your company through and through.
I just love the fact that he called the guy from, there's like a 25,000 seat arena.
Thank you for the promotion, Keith.
Yeah, I hollered on the end of the phone.
I know. Yes, you have the opportunity. It's just like, yeah, they can do it.
Thank you so much. We'll get a new Keurig machine in the break room.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, so not engaged with it.
Luke Bryan is saying, I would have never done that. I just want to play my music.
I like your fangs the way they are.
So now
pointing at each other.
Bring them in and have them sharpened.
Help you gnaw through the bars.
I was pleased that we brought up Michael Douglas early in the show today, because we will close the audio vault with a story about Michael Douglas told by Danny DeVito. This is when they were shooting Romancing the Stone. They were on location in a jungle, and they had an interesting encounter with a snake wrangler.
There was a guy who had a truck, and inside the pickup truck, on the bed of the truck, were snakes. Michael, you know, he's being like the hotshot Mikey D, you know what I mean? And the guy's got a snake on his arm. And he says, oh, Mr. Douglas, to the chair. And Michael grabs the snake. And I say, Michael, don't touch that snake. He says, no, Danny, no, no, it's no big deal. Whack.
No.
The snake bites him on the hand.
Oh.
And the guy gets it off. I always heard that the best thing to do is, you know, you suck the poison out right away.
Yeah.
So I did.
Oh, wow.
I grabbed his hand. Oh. I sucked the spitting all over the place. And I said, boy, it's a good thing this didn't bite you on the balls, man.
Yay! That is your magic audio vault. Buy some tickets and have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, that's fantastic. Justin, really, what a pleasure. If you ever get a chance to come by again, I know the schedules don't always work out. You got a day off today. Whenever you are taking a break from Baltimore, please come by and see us. We would love to see you.
I will burn my world down to spend time with you. I'll take an axe to the family.
Awesome. It was really great to have
you
on the show.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Justin does the morning show up in Baltimore, ladies and gentlemen. So please
check
him out on 98 Rock. It is the Justin Scott and Spiegel Show. 98 Rock, 97.9 FM in Baltimore. When you're driving on that super slab through Baltimore, or check him out. It's fantastic. And Justin's going to be out in Vegas with us for the Murder Mystery Show. It's going to be awesome. What an honor. You're a wonderfully, brilliantly funny guy.
Thank you, sir.
Wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you.
We will be back tomorrow. Monday.
Let's do a
brand new show. Thank you for joining us. And don't forget, remember, voting, the engine of freedom and democracy, requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's a beat.